Donna, I'd like you to read, please, in Proverbs chapter 5, verse 1. Okay, you still have it. Okay, perfect. Thank you. And let's see. Rob, if you would be so kind to take in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 2. And Joyce, Proverbs 1, 5. And Al, if you would be so kind, please, to do Proverbs chapter 2, verse 2. And
this is Craig.
My buddy Craig.
And Craig, you, if you would, please take Proverbs chapter 3, verse 4.
4?
Yes, sir.
3, 4. Chapter 3, verse 4.
Okay. Marty, if you'd like to start whenever you're ready, sir, that would be wonderful.
Proverbs 4, verse 2. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding.
And that will be the second word, understanding, that we're going into as we go through wisdom. Understanding is it's the next key word that we're working in. So, thank you, Marty.
You're welcome.
Can I have some feedback? What does that mean to you, saints? And 4:7, yes, sir.
I always like for these verses. Even it was mentioned last week with verse 5, with get wisdom, get understanding. This idea and the emphasis on going to get it, where it's that action of, hey, wisdom is important, understanding is important. There has to be this driving force. It's not like I hope I get wisdom. It's no, I'm setting my heart to go get it from the Lord. And I just like that repetition of go get it.
Thank you.
My translation, it says, therefore, get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding. So it indicates all of it together. Mm-hmm. Wisdom, understanding, knowledge, direction, kind of all together.
Thank you. Thank you, Joyce. So,
this is a little summary that I actually gotten out of a New King James version, not the one I have here, but just another one that I had. And I was thinking about what Ray had said about the word skillfully last week, and I sent him a picture of this because I happened to open it and I was looking at it, and it says, the key word in Proverbs is wisdom, the ability to live life skillfully. A godly life in an ungodly world, however, is no simple assignment. Proverbs, and I can't really see what that word, provides God's detailed instructions for his people to deal successfully with practical affairs for everyday life, how to relate to God, parents, children, neighbors, and government. That was just a little something that was in. And then in this one here, it says about skillfully or skill. It says, wisdom refers to skill instruction. Oh, actually, let me start from the beginning. It says, book of Proverbs. The verbs to know, to perceive, and to receive refer to ways we acquire wisdom. Wisdom refers to skill. Instruction could also be translated discipline. It refers to the process of receiving knowledge and then applying it to daily life. A person develops discipline in life by applying words of insight. The word for wisdom in this verse, in verse 3, is different from the word used in verse 1. This word denotes applied skill, such as that of an artisan or a musician. That is, wisdom affects living much the way the skills of artists affect the practice of their craft. The words justice, judgment, and equity give wisdom, discipline, and words of insight a moral context. Biblical wisdom involves all of life. It involves a change of behavior and a commitment to justice. So it's just interesting about when Ray
that's good.
Up that
yeah,
word,
that's good. That was good. A lot of good key points there, yeah. Rich. Thank you. That was excellent.
It's kind of thinking on what Pete and Joyce were saying too, is like you have to go get it. You know, it's not just going to come to us. You know, we have to go get it and study His Word and other ways. There's other ways too, but you know, obviously what we're doing here tonight is that.
Thank you, Ray. We Marty just read Proverbs chapter 4. Verse 7, and we're just having some discussion on that right now. Just to bring you up to date, sir.
Thank you very much.
Anyone else have any comments or feedback, thoughts on 4:7 that you'd like to share?
I just read the principal thing.
Mm-hmm.
I even look up the word principal. It says highest in rank. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, last week I mentioned about wisdom being more precious than rubies. Mm. The Lord's showing us how important wisdom is.
That's a wonderful example and statement. Thank you. Principal, and it's, precious. More precious than rubies, right.
Just a couple of verses too in Isaiah 11, 1 and 2, just the words you've been bringing forth. Starting in verse 1, it says, "And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord." So that's Isaiah 11:2. The Spirit of the Lord.
11:2. That's good.
And all those words coming up there.
Thank you. Thank you, Pete.
I got a better idea of that. And who are we to go up against
Almighty God who created everything right in this room, everywhere. And so to seek wisdom and understanding, don't trust your heart, but walk with the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, and God will reveal. He'll reveal what we need in our Christian walk.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you very much. So that's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Al.
Proverbs 4:26 says, and I like that word, ponder.
Ponder?
Use the path of your feet and let all your ways be established. In other words, think out your path.
Right.
Beforehand.
Ponder the path of thy feet and let all thy ways be established. Yeah, that's good, Marty.
The interesting thing here is when it says in verse 7, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. It's an action on our part. I think Pete was bringing that out. It's an action on our part to go to God and receive it from God. It's a gift from God. So we go to get it, but we have to go to Him to get it.
Right.
And if we don't do that, then we're going to walk on our own ways and our own thoughts. And Isaiah brought up already, Isaiah 55, 8, 9, his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and his ways are higher than our ways.
Thank you, Brian.
And you know, too, brothers and sisters, how Satan knows all the word, back and forth. And he uses that to manipulate our hearts. And I just want to encourage you to always be mindful of that.
Yes.
And ponder, think. What does God really want me to do? And the only way you're going to find it is what's right before us.
Amen.
Keep our heart and our mind.
Isn't there a scripture somewhere that says, gosh, I just lost it.
In His Word.
It'll come back. It'll land sooner or later.
Thank you, Al.
You know, the psalmist wrote in Psalm 1 that blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But then he goes on, he says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Again, if you go to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 7, it tells you when to think about God. When you're laying down, when you're sitting down, when you're walking, and it just gives you basically all day.
Excuse me, Deuteronomy what, Brian?
6 verse 7.
What I was trying to think of was, I don't know if it's actually a scripture or not, but test every spirit, because there's all kinds of spirits. And you were talking about, you know, the deceitful heart and the spirit and Satan and all of that, and that's what came to my mind. Remember that scripture.
Yeah, we just always, as Al was stating, just always need to look in the Bible for direction, and His direction. He makes it clear to us. And we just need to.
In Genesis 1:1, it says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And then over here in Proverbs 3:19, it says, the Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding, He established the heavens.
Anyone else? Well, thank you for your input. Donna, would you please read Proverbs chapter 5, 1, please?
Yes, I will. Chapter 5, verse 1. My son, attended unto my wisdom, and bow thine ear to my understanding.
Okay, thank you. My son, attend unto my wisdom. So he's speaking about wisdom and understanding. So what are your thoughts on that verse, saints?
Well, listen to God. Lend your ear to my understanding, that you may preserve discretion, and your lips may keep knowledge. That's verse 2.
Right. Wisdom is a principal thing, therefore get wisdom and understanding. That goes along with that also.
There's a beautiful verse in Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Faith comes by hearing. Huh? Hearing by the word of God. Mm. And again, God's instructing us in another verse, just like this, you know, applying your ear to my understanding, and you find his understanding right here. This is where he wants you to. He left this for us. He's right here with us, and he's showing us his word. And in our hearts,
and here. Yes, yes, thank you. That's excellent. So attend. Care for the word. Manage my word. Take heed to my word. Hearken. In other words, pay attention. Cause to hear, pay attention, those all go together with 5:1 and speaking of wisdom and hearing, you know, understanding, and getting understanding.
Also in chapter 5, verse 2, and it says, and your lips keep my knowledge. So we have to keep speaking the truth, the knowledge, and we can do that because we're given wisdom and knowledge and understanding. So now we can.
Yes, and those
speak the truth.
And those are part of the four key words for these sessions here. So that's excellent. Yeah, great points. Thank you, Joyce.
You know, this whole chapter right here, 5, is about adultery. The title I have is The Peril of Adultery. And you think about the woman caught in adultery, right? She had, Jesus said, you have 5 husbands, and the one you're with now is not your husband.
Yeah.
And, you know, the song that's been on my mind with my nephews and stuff, and thinking about, you know, the unsaved and those that are lost, is that song, Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places, right? That's what we do, right? If we're not seeking his love and understanding how much he loves us, then we're seeking love in all the wrong places, mm-hmm. right? And you can put a title on whatever you want. Gambling, alcohol, drug, go down the list. You know, so you just think about that, you know, like, if we're not seeking his love and understanding how much he loves us, then we're going to look for love in all the wrong places.
Mm.
And that word ten means to be willing to listen. When you say ten your ears to my understanding.
Yes.
And be willing to listen.
Bow thy ear to my understanding. You have attend?
I got ten,
yeah.
I looked up inclined your ear.
Oh, okay. I don't
know. And yeah.
Okay.
Same, that's 5:1. 5:1, my son, attend unto my wisdom and bow thine ear to my understanding. So just different translations is what we're...
Yeah.
Craig had something.
Yes.
Craig. The verb attend means to be present, to listen, or give care or attention to.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, good, great. Thank you. Give attention.
In that particular verse, notice the first two words, my son. There's a personal intimacy here. And it's not like just the world can go over to him. It's the saints that can go over to him. My son is personal.
Thank you.
There's another good
Craig
in there also, discretion. May you preserve discretion. If you have wisdom, you can discern. That's kind of, maybe it doesn't go along the text, but it's a good
well,
word in there. Discretion.
Yeah.
Be discreet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very important to make a part of it, to be discreet. Because we don't want to offend anybody. We're here to lead by example and show the Lord's wisdom and his you know his love and his kindness, his understanding, and
he's also preparing his son. To me, it's my son. He's preparing him for when he goes out and has, you know, if he listens to his father and takes in what he says, then he'll have he'll do better. He'll have more skill to live. His morals will be better, or if he attends to the father's word and really listens and puts it in practice, then when he goes out, maybe he won't make so many mistakes.
Well, that's great, great interpretation and very good. Thank you. Thank you, Donna, for sharing that.
It sounds like, our father, like God, our father is talking to us, a son, but it could be you talking to your sons as they're growing, teaching them.
And that's what we're supposed to do.
That's what Proverbs is.
Yes, and that's what we're supposed to do. God is teaching us as adults, but we are supposed to pass it along to our children, family.
And hopefully he understands and remembers.
Yeah.
The other personal thing here is for us old folks, to bow thine ear. And when you get old, like Marty, you lose some of your hearing. So you kind of strain sometimes to hear what God is saying. So open up the passageways to your heart so that you can hear the wisdom of God.
Yes.
You can also see it as like an act of humility to bow down to, I'm going to humble myself to hear what you're saying in order to take it in. That I might have something to say, but I'm going to bow down and hear first.
Put it into practice. The action.
Surrender.
Also in 4, that's not part of my notes, but in reading through, it also, in verse 20 of chapter 4 of Proverbs, my son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my saying. And that's also, you know, wisdom and understanding.
That's where you see, too, the action of both those. Incline your ear, bow down your ear, kind of like what we were saying with get wisdom, get understanding. It's that action of listening.
Thank you, Pete. That's a good observation. Thank you.
Peter, and also on that, too, the choice.
Yeah.
You're choosing as a disciple to say, yes, Lord.
Yeah.
I submit.
Putting our pride aside.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good
yes.
point. Good point.
Like when we studied Philippians, I thought we never really discussed that. I want to say something about that. How Paul said, you know, I've learned the secret of having abundance and having nothing. That you have to watch out for the abundance, because we often think, oh, he's blessing me, he's,
mm-hmm.
he's, you know, and we get all puffed up. He's there, you know, I can do no wrong. And we know what happens there. Slap.
Yep.
I want you to, you know, remember me.
Right.
I did the work.
That's right.
Acknowledge me, not, you know, God, the Lord Jesus saved us. Remember me.
Yeah. All good things come from him. Thank you, Al. Excellent. Very good.
And the thing on the ear that we're talking about tonight, I praise God all the time. You know, when I read a scripture, how he brings us up about our ear, our spiritual ear, our physical ear. Because people back then, we read. We got books. They didn't have read. They didn't know about reading. They didn't have books. They relied at Jesus' time, you know, on the Pharisees, you know. What did he think about them? He wasn't too appreciative of them. They were empty. They weren't spirit-filled.
Thank you. Anyone else on 5:1? Any thoughts, other thoughts before we move on to another verse? Thanks. Okay, Rob, if you would like to read, please, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 2.
To know wisdom and understanding, to discern sayings of understanding.
Okay. To know wisdom and instructions to preserve.
Wisdom and instruction.
One and two, yeah. To know wisdom and instructions and to perceive words of understanding.
So you got to think about, you know, how you're understanding things. You know, you have to discern whether, you know, it's wisdom to understand that, or if it's maybe you're understanding it, but it's not wisdom. In other words, somebody can tell you something, you understand it, but it doesn't have to be wisdom. But you have to discern when somebody says something or does something, whether it's wisdom or if it's understanding. You know, it can be understanding can also not be wisdom.
Yes, I understand. So yes, to know wisdom. And then, and instructions. So to be able, what you're saying is to be able to identify it
right.
as wisdom.
Right. You know, somebody can give you instructions, but they can be wrong.
Right, right. But as you identify it being wisdom,
right.
So what you're saying is...
You have to discern whether it's smart to understand this or whether you shouldn't understand it.
No need to
understand it.
Thank you.
Claire, the word instruction, does that mean guidance?
Excuse me?
The word instruction there, to know wisdom and instruction, does that lead to guidance? Instruction is guidance?
Yes, God's instructions, and to perceive the words of understanding, to know the words of understanding. So, to know wisdom is the first thing, and instructions, meaning to do the right thing according to Scripture, not to our thoughts, and to perceive the words, you know, to understand.
And to be instructed, you need to be willing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's ways to acquire wisdom. You think of know, perceive, and receive, right? Know wisdom, perceive it, and receive it.
Mm-hmm. Willingness. Putting our pride aside.
Could have saved a lot of years if I just read this book in one time.
Your shame might not be here with us.
Right.
So always, there's always more room for wisdom and knowledge and understanding in the Lord's word.
Amen.
Always.
Amen. But isn't there a verse where it talks about even the wise receive wisdom? Like it's like you can never be wise enough.
Oh no, yeah, you can never have enough wisdom, of this. You know right? I mean? Yeah. No. It's absolutely.
Oh, right here. It's actually verse 5. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel.
Mm. That's a good one.
That's my verse.
Yeah.
That's my verse to read.
Oh, sorry. Did I read it? Well, you can read it again.
Well, we have lots to discuss on it, so. Anyone else can give me any thoughts on Proverbs 1:2?
I kind of looked at that one. Let's look at that. No wisdom and instruction is that you know the instructions you get and the wisdom, but it's, you get different applications, different ways of doing stuff, or to a meaning of something. You may have a different approach to it. And that's how I look at it somewhat. To know wisdom and instruction, you got the wisdom and you got the instruction and say, gee, I can approach this a little differently and get to the same point.
Thank you, some water.
Yeah.
You know?
I understand.
That's how I look at it. A lot of times you get instructions, you know the way to go, and you say, gee, I can, an application, because there's only one meaning, but many applications. I'm looking at the many applications. That's what I'm looking at.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's wisdom or not.
Thank you, Marty.
I had a question for Frank. Going to mention Proverbs 2:10-13. I don't know if we want to go there, but as being pertinent to last week, but we ran out of time. Frank asked me to bring it up.
Chapter 2, verse what?
Yeah, sorry. 10-13. Being pertinent to last week.
Okay.
Want me to read it?
You want to read it?
Yeah, I'll read it.
Okay.
2:10-13 says, when wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you, understanding will keep you, to deliver you from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness. Again, it just shows you that wisdom will lead you in the right path, right? Going back to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6.
Right, and it also speaks about discretion and understanding. Well, there it is. It's, you know, giving you a choice, you know, to instructions to what is the right thing to do and what is wisdom and knowledge and understanding and pleasant unto the soul. Unto thy soul, but it also goes down to following through and ending at 13, what you read, stating that you go the other way, then it's the darkness and not the Lord's will, his perfect will. And that's why I love Proverbs so much, because it just clearly gives you the instructions of what to do and what the blessings are in it. And then what? And then if you choose to do what he states in wisdom that is deceitful or darkness or bad, then there's it brings you down, it ruins you, it destroys you, it's not good. And it's very, so to speak, very much in layman terms. You don't have to be a word expert. Thank you, Rich, for sharing that from Frank.
Going back to Proverbs 1:2, and what you were just saying about like how you don't have to be a word expert. This is what's nice about Proverbs, right? Because it says to know wisdom and instruction, to discern the sayings of understanding. To understand the words of understanding. And you read it, and it's like, yeah, it's one thing. But the fact that he's saying these things are written for your wisdom and your instruction so that you can understand how to read and understand the sayings of understanding, they're words that you could read them once, and they're helpful. But you could read them 20 times, and they're deeper helpful. And you can read them 40 times and deeper helpful. Like, these are sayings that are made to generate wisdom, instruction,
thought,
and discernment.
Thought, and thought process.
Exactly. But it's still focusing on those words. So you could be, it's lovely. It's like a child of 7 could memorize the Proverbs.
Yes, yes.
And they're helpful. A man of 77 can remember that Proverbs,
yes,
and go, I think I get something about it right now. You know, each point of life is opening up a new avenue of these same.
How true. How true. Great point, brother. Thank you for sharing that. That's excellent. Okay. Joyce, would you read for us in Proverbs 1:5, please?
Yep. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel.
Thank you. So what are your thoughts on that, saints, anyone? A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall obtain unto wise counsel. So,
whatever the Spirit wants to say to him, whatever's going on around him, and his learning will be increased by what he hears.
Mm-hmm.
Faith comes from hearing the Word of God.
Thank you, Joyce.
It says a wise man will hear. It's interesting that the Lord has already acknowledged the fact that this man has already come to him once before. And now he's classified as a wise man because he's not only come to God, but he's put it into practice and he's coming again. And that's what we need to do, is repeat. Constantly go to God for wisdom.
And also in the closing part of it, attain unto wise counsel. So it's important that we seek wise counsel from somebody that has wisdom, you know, scripture and other saints that give counsel, advice through the scripture, not their philosophy. Through the scripture, that we need to.
That's why we have fellowship and
yes,
elders and all kinds of teachers that we can ask questions, like-minded people.
Yep.
Also, like I think Pete and Al, you said, were saying earlier about the humility, right? The wise man, or the wise person, is not the one who says, "I know it. I don't need to learn anymore.
Right.
I got it." The wise man is the one who goes back to the Lord and realizes, "I don't got it."
Yeah.
And keeps going back. So it's almost like as the person gets wiser, they admit more.
They seek
how
more.
They need to seek more from the Lord because I don't got it.
Right. Amen. That's good.
You know, two brothers and sisters, how the Lord Jesus, while he was here on earth, I can't remember exactly where it is in Scripture, but forgive me on that. But he was tempted by the devil, and the devil presented to him kingdoms. You know, bow down to me in so many words. And the first words out of the Lord's mouth is, "It is written."
Mm-hmm.
Not my thoughts, not what my heart's telling me, not mm-hmm. what I believe, not what I'm going to ponder or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It is written. Yeah. And he was going back to the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, the Lord Jesus is in the Old Testament, every page, as well as the New Testament.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Every page.
Yep.
And we just happen to be blessed to be living in the church age here where we can look back at Calvary like we did last weekend in our hearts and ponder what he did for us to be thinking about that, you know, his word. He left the example. I mean, and that's what he asked us to do. And but that understanding too, we gotta take the time. In so many ways, you know, we don't wanna be still and know that I am God. We wanna do it our way. You know, I got a better way, like I told you before about Ford. We got a better idea.
On the testing of Jesus, when the evil one went to him, he used scripture, but he left out a word or twisted a word, the meaning. And Jesus said, "Man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God." And that's wisdom, God's ways, God's mouth, God's word.
Thank you.
It's such a good point, because like, why are those stories there in the Bible, right?
Right.
Like, oh, he was tempted by Satan. Or he went up to the mountain to pray. Why are they there?
Right.
Interesting story. No.
Is that a function in your
right. That the Son of God decided, I got to go pray. Or I'm going to rely on quoting scripture. And then what do? We try to figure things out in our own way.
And it's usually wrong.
Usually. Always.
His ways are not our ways.
Thank you. It's 7:30 now. And I would like to close on our discussions for this week and open for prayer time. So, any prayer request? And we have some praises too, yes.
We have big praise. Kaysen came home today after 3.5 weeks, I think, at the hospital. Kaysen. He's home this afternoon.
Praise the Lord.
He wasn't looking very happy, but...
He was like in the hospital?
I don't know. I think it was just all confusing for him to come home and, you know, so I did bring him some balloons, and he looked at me, and he went, okay, but I think he's, you know, he doesn't understand all
right,
that,
right.
Obviously, but he looks great. I think he grew some more. I think he got even taller, but... There's so much there with this child, and take care of, and they're losing their insurance, I think, for them, for him.
What? So,
yeah.
Somebody lose their job?
No, it's the I'm not quite sure. I didn't talk to her too much, but something with the insurance, and she, as of, I think, the end of April, I can't even explain it, but she said that she was she's on the computer trying to figure out what to do and how to maneuver to get insurance, especially for Jake, for Kaysen. Mm-hmm. And but yeah, so there's a lot. There's so much going on with him besides his health and, you know, taking care of a child like that with all his needs, medical. He's not on oxygen right now, which I was very surprised of. So that's very good. But yeah, but he's home. I think once he settles in, he'll be better. And his nurses, he has a private nurse that comes in every day. So once he's known her for a pretty good part of his life. So, and he hasn't been with him for 3 months. It's like, you know, the schedule is off for him.
Yeah.
And he probably thought it was, you know, someone coming back in and puncture, you know, pick him or whatever. Do something to him. I don't know.
Yeah.
Poor child. You know, but.
Well,
it wasn't too smiley today, but I'm sure they'll be coming back.
Well, that's good. Thank you for sharing that, yeah. Donna. Praise good. The Lord.
Yeah. I have a praise also.
Great.
Oh, you.
My sister's in Christ knew, but I didn't want to tell everybody that I had to have a breast biopsy. And first the ultrasound, and they tell you, you know, there's something there. So now you have to go for the biopsy, which I went yesterday. And they do another ultrasound, and the doctor comes in and he said, well, what they found isn't there anymore. But we see something that looks a little suspicious, so we will biopsy that. But he feels even in the report, he says he feels like it'll be benign. So from the beginning, I just trusted the Lord. We both did, right, Rem?
Uh-huh.
We knew that we're in his hands, and that's why I didn't want to tell everybody, because mm-hmm. I didn't want my sister to know anything, because she takes everything like, you know, it's the end of the world, you know? And I didn't tell my children until the other night, but I didn't want anybody to worry unnecessarily. There's nothing to tell.
Mm-hmm.
So if there was something to tell, I would have told them. So it'll be about 3 or 4 days before I get any results, but I'm not at all concerned.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Trusting in the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for sharing.
All right, well, I have praise as well. My nephew, one of my two nephews, Corey, the ones we've been praying for, had accepted Christ as his Lord and Savior.
Amen.
He was sitting on a bench in the center of Plainville. I don't know what church. There's a church there, I guess.
Oh, I know
they have
church.
A sign on the
I know which one.
Cross, like not the big white church.
But isn't there a bench right on the sidewalk?
Yeah, yeah. And there's a library right there.
Yeah.
So he was
yeah.
there sitting on the bench, and the pastor happened to be outside.
Mm-hmm.
And he went over, and they started chatting. And I guess Corey had gone there like a year ago. So he invited him in anyways, and they were chatting. And Corey remembered the sermon from a year ago. It was about the soil, you know, the fertile soil, the rocky mm-hmm. soil. And Corey remembered a lot of it from a year ago, and the pastor was really impressed with that. But anyway, he led him in the sinner's prayer. He led him to Christ there. He's been going to Central. A kid that he works with has been taking him over to Central Christian Academy over there in Southington. So he's there right now, actually. He's been going on Wednesday nights. But, you know, he's. I was over. I went to visit him today, and if you guys want some good food, he's actually a good cook. He cooks at he's at Nozzles. He works at Nozzles, and he does all the food in the. He makes like so. Today I went. He got me two things of pot roast, Yankee pot roast, and so I'm looking forward to going home and eating that. But but anyway, he's the sanctification process has begun. So pray.
Praise the Lord.
Pray that he's got a lot of free time. By himself, he has a little apartment, nice little apartment. So we just got to pray that the right people come into his life and mm-hmm. come alongside and you know, help him along. And I just continue to pray for my nephew Jared that, you know, he's somebody in where he is, somebody can come alongside there. And, you know, With man, nothing is possible, but with God,
all is possible. Amen.
So yeah, thank you for your prayers, and just continue to pray for Corey, Jared, and like again, all of our family members that are unsaved, don't know the Lord. You know, what the stuff we're talking about tonight just shows you how the Word of God and how it's just, you know, it's so instructional. It's so, you know, I mean, it's almost like if this book right here, just Proverbs alone, could just be taught in the schools. Just this one book.
That would be great.
You know.
Thank you.
Thank you. You know, I think of that, you know, the verse, iron sharpens iron as a friend, so sharpens a friend. You know, you think about that verse, and it's just how important it is for all of us to engage in each other's lives, you know, and just try to always keep each other focused on the Lord, always keep each other, you know, keep your eyes fixed on the author and finisher of our faith, right? So it's like so important that we do that, you know, and little things, you know, that can do that. You know, people say stuff or do something, praying, and there's so many ways, you know, but I think it's just, it's so important for brothers and sisters in Christ to help keep each other on the right path. You know, I was going to read Psalm, and we could look at it next week, but Psalm 1 through like 6, you know, but that's kind of was pertaining to where we ended, but we'll look at that next week.
Thank you, Rich.
I'd like to ask prayer for from everybody and Bristol Bible Chapel to pray for the governments of the world. This world is being, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been on my heart, you know. God to imprint the wisdom, His wisdom, on all the world leaders when they get together, that He would just give them something to straighten out what's going on. And I would like to also ask that we pray for, you know, God asks us to pray for our enemies,
mm-hmm.
and we pray for the people of Iran,
mm-hmm.
who they don't even know what's going to hit them if something hits them, because they knocked off all the internet. And if He can intervene in that part of the world with the gospel, and to protect those that He knows that are going to be saved, and how traumatic that is, you know, to be in that situation, bombs dropping and every other thing. And for our, this assembly here, I don't know why God has raised it up, but He has, and He has a reason, and that we would all commit ourselves to His will in our lives. You know, He brings us here every week. He teaches us here every week. And to increase our faith as we leave. Thank you.
Thank you.
And the elders and the deacons.
Thank you. Pete, you want to close when we're
sure.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before You. We thank You for this time, Father, and we praise You and thank You for the many praises that the saints have shared with us, Father. Father, we just ask you to continue to bless us for the needs that we have, Father. Father, we ask that you continue to give us guidance in our ministry here, that in first seeking your kingdom and all your righteousness, Father. We thank you for this time of fellowship and all the involvement, Father, by the saints, from the saints this evening and last week and always, Father. We just ask you to continue to give us wisdom, your wisdom and your understanding in your word, Father, in the direction that we're to go in serving you and pleasing you, Father. Father, we do pray for our country and the government and all the leaders, Father, and all the other countries as well, Father, that we would, that our leaders, as it was asked specifically, that you would give them wisdom and direction and understanding to make the right decisions, Father, and to do the things that would be pleasing to you. For your perfect will that would be done, we ask this, Father. We pray this. Father, we just thank you for the salvation of Corey, and we just ask you to continue to bless him and guide him, and the Holy Spirit be in him and grow in him, Father, and that he would be involved or become involved in a chapel, and that he would continue to learn your word and have a starvation kind of hunger to learn your word and live according to your perfect word, Father. We also pray for his brother, Jared, that you would send a saint, another brother or sister, to share with him, Father, your scripture, and that you would tug on his heart, and the Holy Spirit would tug on his heart for him to also have a desire and a hunger to know your word, Father, and to serve you, and come to know you as his personal Lord and Savior. Father, we thank you and praise you for the good news with Joyce, and Father, we do ask that you continue to be with her and continue to, if any healing need, Father, that you would heal her and continue to give the doctors an insight and wisdom and understanding of if any treatment is necessary, the right would be specified, Father. We just ask your blessing, continued blessings upon her and her family. Father, we again really praise you and thank you for the many blessings. And Father, we just ask and pray all this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen.
Father God, I want to come to you this evening with my brothers and sisters here for the world that does not know you. I pray, Father, that your grace and mercy would, in some small way, even this evening, just be imparted to them. And we think of this assembly to grant us your peace and understanding and knowledge of your word, and prepare our hearts and our minds to know you more, and the light that you have given us inside would shine, and they would recognize something about us, to maybe give an opportunity to share the gospel with the world. We think of our troops. We bless them and all their families at this time who are in harm's way. We think of the Iranian people who declare verbally that how much they hate America, but that's not all the people, Father. We ask that your mercy, your blessing would somehow, some way, because you can do it. If you can part the Red Sea, you can do anything. You just give it to them, Father. And I want to thank you, Father, for all you did and reminding us this past weekend of what you have done. It's finished, and each and every one of us here know how you have imparted life. We have eternal life. We know where we're going. To be absent from the body is to be present with you. And that's not true for everybody, Father, so please grant that to those you want us to know. And we thank you for all the praise. We thank you for the brother that came to know the Lord here with that Rich knows. And we can't thank you enough for who you are. And we know that you are never too early. You are never too late. You are always right on time. And you know the beginning from the end. You know what we need. We know nothing. You are infinite. You were there at the beginning. And you'll be there, the Alpha and the Omega, at the end. We praise you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Father, I would just add my prayer to Al's prayer about the people of Iran. I pray for all of the oppressed people throughout the world, in Iran, in Ukraine, Russia, China, North Korea. They all live under evil, greedy dictators who just want power, Lord. We know that you came to seek, to save the oppressed, the poor, the needy. Pray for the oppressed Christians throughout the world who are always in great danger. And I'm very thankful that we still have religious freedom in this country. For how much longer, we don't know. But we are thankful that we have it now and that we can meet openly and praise you openly and pray to you openly. It's we thank you that we know whatever happens around us, to us, you are sovereign. You are in control of all things, the good and the bad. The rain falls on the just and on the unjust just as well. I'm thankful that I know that I am the daughter of the King. And that I am in your hands, as we all are, Lord. And I'm thankful that Kaysen is home. You are a great God whose love is just so strong. So you died because you loved us. So I thank you and praise you for all things. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Father God, I also want to thank you for being the good shepherd. Because you laid your life down for the sheep. And the shedding of blood had to be done. Everything I deserved and we all deserve, you took it. Did it for me and not everybody, because you love us. We praise you for that, Father.
Dear Lord, you are the God of wisdom, knowledge, instruction, understanding. Lord, as we look at these words, may we see you. Lord Jesus Christ says, come to me and learn of me. So Lord, I pray that we would just be so caught up in getting close to you. So much so that our friends, our families, those who don't know us, those who might have a problem with us, that they would just see our relationship with you and want that too.
Mm-hmm.
So we thank you that we could take ownership and call you our God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, saints.
Thank you, brother.
Good evening and safe travels to everyone.
Yeah, have a safe walk.
Here, ride. I was hoping somebody could escort me. I'm